I'm here with Khalid El-Khamisi, Egyptian author of the well-known work Taxi, as well as a journalist, film director, and producer. Mr. Khamisi, thank you for joining us here at the Global Observatory and giving us a few thoughts on the youth and cultural perspective of events happening in Egypt right now. In your well-known work, Taxi, you focus on a portion of the population that was very marginalized under the Mubarak government. Do you expect this to change? Do you see this caste of Egyptian society seem to have any more say now in the emerging political system than it did before?
I spoke about mainly poor people in Egypt. Poor people in Egypt is approximately 60% of the population. And we have maybe 20% surviving and 10% with some oxygen in their lungs and 10% rich. And if you speak about these 60% of the population, they are living under the line of poverty and their roles in the uprising happened in this year, I can tell you that they were not mainly involved with what happened. What happened, it was mainly a middle class and upper middle class movement, and the poor people, between brackets poor, the 60% of the population living under the line of poverty, they are till now waiting, seeing what happened. With their wisdom, they are not very much confident with anything. They are here to see what will happen. I can say that a big percentage are really happy by that Mubarak left, but what's happening till now, it's nothing new. The regime is still the same, and we are all feeling the same. Then these 60% of the population are waiting for a real change, for a real social justice, and this is not the case till now.
Do you expect that to change in the future? Do you see that the emerging system, there's hope for them to have more of a say in how the society changes and progresses now?
If we are speaking about what's happening now, no, nothing will happen for these 60% of the population living under the line of poverty. But we cannot see what's happening now as the major facts of the sociological change. We have to see a little bit macro. Yes, I'm very optimistic but by what will happen the next 5 to 10 years, because what's happening this year, it's a beginning of a real change in the psychology of the Egyptian population, in the mood of the Egyptian population. Egyptian population today, a big percentage of them, at least these 10 to 12 millions in the streets of Egypt during end of January and February, feel that they have the power to change, to make a change. They have the power to make a difference in their lives and in the political life. This is for what I think that this process of citizenship and individuality will develop gradually the next years. And finally, after years from now, yes, this uprising will make a change for the political regime and for the economic regime and for a real social justice. But this is very long target from now. What's happening now is very far from what I'm saying.
There have been increased reports of protesters clashing with the military forces. Can you comment on the military's performance in handling the transition so far? And what are the prospects for the future with the upcoming elections?
if I can say what the army did or the SCAF did till now, they are doing very bad. They are doing the transition period very badly. They are not really professional in politics. They are trying the best to emerge a system very the same like the Mubarak system, the same foreign politics, the same economical politics, the same regime, finally, with main three changes. The first, that we have a president twice 4 years and he will go away in the summer day. And second, new constitution. Third, parliament election with more without corruption. And naturally, this is not enough at all for make a change. The main problem was the social justice. The main problem was the education system was totally decline. The corruption was very high. No jobs, etc. We had a huge problems in the society, and what's happening in the transition now, it's nothing to do with facing the main political and social and economical problems in Egypt. But what they are facing, they are trying to make a goal has nothing to do with the goal of the Egyptian revolution.
Often the picture that is painted is one of the intelligentsia being at odds with a more traditional religious segment of society, such as the Muslim Brotherhood. What are your predictions for the future of Egyptian society, particularly in light of the fact that the formerly banned Muslim Brotherhood is now able to participate in the political process?
I think personally that the army, after February, and after the beginning of the transition period after Mubarak, they wanted to emerge a system totally related to the main foreign politics and economical politics. And to do this, they needed political power. They can be a link between the army and the Egyptian population. And they thought that they had to make contact with political powers in Egypt and to make deals with them. And at that time, they made, in my point of view, for sure, a deal with the Muslim Brotherhood, that the Muslim Brotherhood can be their hand, their bridge, their contact with the Egyptian population to pass messages. These messages finally will totally promote the counter-revolution, the counter-demands of the freedom and social justice. If I can summarize the demands, it was mainly these two things, freedom and social justice. And both are not at all taken seriously by the SCAF and neither by the political powers in Egypt. The political powers were mainly political powers totally weak, and they can accept, make deals for some acceptance or some political interest. And at that time, the Muslim Brotherhood make a deals with the army, and they begin the deal began by the by that the army choose Al-Mustashar Tariq al-Bishri as the person who be the president of the committee to make the constitutional change. And Tariq al-Bishri is a person who are totally related to the Islamist ideas, if I can say, Islamist ideas. And from that time, we live a promotion of the image of the Muslim Brotherhood in the media. At the time, they are promoting plenty of the Muslim Brotherhood ideas by the media. And by that time, Saudi Arabia and the conservative thrones, they were totally afraid of an uprising in their countries, promotes these Islamist powers everywhere in the Arab world and in Egypt. And for that purpose, the Muslim Brotherhood take a huge steps forward during the last months. With the relation between Egypt and the United States and the relation between these two countries were very close relation, and the say of the White House in Mubarak regime was a great say, and the army, I think personally, they had the green card from the White House, from Washington, that this deal of Muslim Brotherhood, it's okay for them. And we faced a real promoting to all the conservative ideas, nothing to do with freedom. This is what we ask for, or not ask for, but what we want to take in by the revolution. And also the same for the social justice for this capitalist world we are living now is very far from what's happening everywhere in France, Italy, UK, in United States of America. This word we are using, this words from how many years now, how many decades, richer are more rich and poor are more poor. This cliche phrase is a cliche, but it is a reality. And this reality are promoting by the Muslim Brotherhood and by the army. And I think personally that the army and the Muslim Brotherhood and the United States of America, as the relation between Washington and Cairo, are together, are totally, they accept totally to promote the ideas of the Muslim Brotherhood as an conservative ideas and ideas of not related to freedom, neither to social justice.
In conclusion, I'd like to get your thoughts on what you see is the role for yourself or other cultural or literary figures in post-Mubarak Egypt.
I think literature, culture has a huge role to make in Egypt and the Arab world and in the world now. We are facing huge problems everywhere, ecological problem in the world, financial crisis in the world, the refuse of Egyptian population of this regime that rules Egypt from 30 years, 40 years now. Then we are facing a crisis. And during this crisis, I think that culture, literary person have a huge role to make. I think everyone I know in the cultural world in Egypt feel there is a responsibility, feel they have to make a role, they have to make an effort today, not an effort but a role, and what's happened the last year that we are making this role, we are in the streets, we are in the events to speak with people, to have a real dialogue in the streets, in the squares, in the media. Personally, if I speak about myself, I'm working today as a colonist in Egypt. It was I didn't want really to write in media this year. I wanted mainly to work in my novel, but it was impossible for me not to make a status every week, and the status, it is not enough. Then I am in the Facebook and on Twitter and on social media to have contact with hundreds of thousands of people every day. This is a role I think we all of us think it's a must to do now. We are in a transition period. It will take years. The struggle is there. It will take a long time, and I think culture has huge role to make the next years.
And thank you very much, Mr. Al-Khamisi. We appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you.